This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. American passengers on a cruise liner are flying home after being quarantined for 2 weeks in Japan. In a Skype interview, Cheryl Molesky says once they arrive in the United States, the passengers face 2 more weeks of quarantine.
We were ready and content to stay because we felt safe and comfortable. But now that we've kind of got the scent of home and started thinking about getting back to the United States, we're excited and we're anticipating that, seeing our family, even though it's going to be 2 more weeks.
In China, health officials say the number of new cases of the coronavirus has slowed for a third consecutive day. The health commission confirmed over 1,800 new cases, along with 142 deaths on Sunday. Turkey's foreign minister says a Turkish delegation will travel to Russia on Monday to discuss the situation in Syria's Idlib province amid mounting fears of a humanitarian disaster there. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Howling wind, freezing snow, and life in a makeshift camp in Syria. It's unbearably hard. Ten children have reportedly died of the conditions in the camps in the last week alone. Aid workers fear that with the latest surge in fighting, another winter here is going to spur a new humanitarian catastrophe. For perspective, earlier this week, two UN agencies said more people have fled fighting in Syria over the past 10 weeks than at any other time in the 9-year conflict.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Several rockets have hit a base in Iraq's capital that hosts a U.S.-led military coalition. Coalition spokesman says no one was injured in the attack early Sunday in Baghdad's Green Zone. More on this and other stories is available online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States and Europe appear deeply divided over the health of the transatlantic relationship following a key security conference in Germany. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
The U.S. delegation came to Munich with a clear message. China presents the largest threat to the West. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
More internal repression, more predatory economic practices, more heavy-handedness, and most concerning for me, a more aggressive military posture.
Key ally Britain will allow Huawei to build sections of its 5G mobile network, to Washington's dismay. Officials in Munich said the U.S. is pushing to develop its own 5G technology. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Munich, Germany.
The International Organization for Migration reports despite Yemen's brutal civil war, tens of thousands of desperately poor Africans continue to cross into the country each year in hopes of reaching Saudi Arabia to find work. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Nearly 5 years of civil war in Yemen has killed thousands of civilians, shattered the economy, and left millions of people on the verge of famine. The United Nations considers Yemen the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. Despite this disastrous situation, migrants from the Horn of Africa remain undeterred in their determination to reach Yemen and then to Saudi Arabia and a hoped for better life. Last year, the International Organization for Migration reports more than 138,000 people crossed the Gulf of Aden to Yemen. This is more than the 110,000 migrants and refugees who crossed the Mediterranean to reach Europe during the same period. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Storm Dennis, the fourth storm of the season to hit Britain, has wreaked havoc across the nation. AP's Karen Chalmers has that story.
The Met Office had 68 flood warnings in place around England, and another 40 had been issued in Scotland and 10 in Wales by their environmental agencies. The highest wind gust, according to the Met Office, was 87 miles per hour in Capel Curig in North Wales. Much of the concern about storm dangers focused on northern England, which suffered during Storm Ciara. Calderdale resident Gemma Williams in the northern area of Yorkshire said local authorities are not doing enough to stop floodwaters from damaging her area.
As a community, we've put our faith in somebody to try and protect us from this happening, and it's failed.
Hundreds of flights were cancelled as a result of the high winds. EasyJet, for example, cancelled around 230 flights in and out of Britain, as wind speeds were set to hit 70 miles per hour. Karen Chalmers, London.
I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.